This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every college coach comes down here, but one program has been coming down to South Florida quite a bit. Indiana, Coach Allen. We had him on the show earlier. He talked about, you know, him being a coach at Armwood, at USF, and a head coach in Tampa. Kind of woke him up to what type of talent they have in the state of Florida. And lo and behold, he comes away with a commitment in this class of 2022, a wide receiver from North Miami Beach, Philip Dunham, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Philip, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Larry.
This is it's got to be exciting for you. It's got to be exciting for your family. It's got to be exciting for your teammates, your coaches, anybody who surrounds themselves with you, that you're getting an opportunity to play Power 5 football next year at a really, really good school with a coach who understands the culture of the state of Florida. That's gotta kind of check a lot of boxes for you.
Yes, sir.
What was it that, you know, because I know FSU, Coach Randy Shannon had talked how much he really liked you and, you know, what he liked. What was it, Philip, about, you know, in Indiana that said, you know what, this is where I'm going to be, this is where I'm going to get an opportunity to do some great things in the classroom as well as on the football field?
The first day Coach texted me, the love he showed, all the things he did for me throughout the process, and the college, the small college town really stood out, and how much Florida players they developed over the few years also stand out as well.
Right. I mean, it kind of gives you a bond with guys, you know, going away to play in a Big Ten, but also guys that, like, you don't live far from. I mean, you have they had a defensive back who from Coconut Creek, who everybody, you know, knows the Mullins family. He's going to join his brother up there. So there's somebody there, the defensive lineman from American Heritage, Thomas. So they came down here and they meant business, and they got some really good kids. Talk about at North Miami Beach, because a lot of people don't understand the culture that Coach Bertani has developed over almost 30 years. Talk about what it is to play for North Miami Beach and what you gotta make a lot of sacrifices and be able to play every down on both sides of the ball and on special teams. Talk about that and how you think it's gonna benefit you.
Yes, sir. You gotta be prepared to go both ways. Never come off the field. The sacrifices. Gotta be prepared to come every day. No excuses. No matter what it is. Hard worker.
Yeah. I mean, and that's something that I know because I'm an OG, so I've been around a while and I watched your coach as a quarterback at North Miami Beach. So, I mean, he's red, white, and blue as his fibers. I mean, so he wants you to respect the school as much as he does, and certainly you look at the track record, I mean, of the program. I mean, they churn out a lot of kids for a school that doesn't have a lot of players. But you've played both ways since Little League, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so you kind of were ready for the experience. I had a chance, as we're speaking with Philip Dunham, a wide receiver, North Miami Beach High School, senior on his way to Indiana, Indiana commitment. But you have this year to play. And I watched you guys against Columbus, and obviously Columbus is a top-tier team. But you guys did well. I mean, you did well early. You made some mistakes. Talk about what you need to do, Philip, I mean, to make the playoffs this year. I mean, in a very competitive 5A.
It's on the field. Oh. You know, like, be in a great position to make good plays.
Right.
It's in the air. We just got to grab it. That's it.
Yeah. No, I mean, and you not only caught balls in that game, but you picked off a ball and went all the way. I mean, showing your versatility. And I mean, you have players like that on both sides of the ball. I North Miami Beach is like that. What are you looking forward to the most this season? I mean, talk about what you've thought about what it would be to be a senior. What are you looking forward to the most this season?
Getting to play with these new freshmen.
Right.
Teaching the young guys how to grow up and be leaders. Be good players, Coach Bertani, and teach the next generation after that. Just setting an example for the young guys.
And you have a quarterback. You have a young running back who I got a chance to see. You have one of the premier linemen that everybody keeps forgetting about. I don't know why they keep forgetting about him, because he's still darn good. And then you got playmakers. I mean, you don't have 100 kids, but I watched you in your scrimmage, and I watched you play a little bit in the 7-on-7. You throw the ball around. You guys have fun. I'm excited for you, and I appreciate you taking the time. And I know that your entire family, and I know that Coach Bertani's extremely proud of what you've done and getting an opportunity to play at the next level and get a really quality education, Philip. I appreciate it once again for joining us. We'll catch up with you during the season.
Yes, sir, Larry. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Good stuff. Phil Dunham, I'll tell you what, this kid's going to be pretty special. I mean, if you watch him, he's tall. He can catch the ball. He's somebody that you watch and say to yourself, you know, I mean, just like they had the kid Ishmael there, they've had athletes. I mean, you look at one time, NMB, they had quite a few. I mean, you look at the Northwesterns, and obviously they're a factory for it, but when you have Max Dean Gillis, and you had the kid Louis Delmas played, and I'm slipping my mind. The kid was at the Jaguars. Darn it, I'll think of his name. But they actually played Kaiser. But he puts out guys, E.J. Biggers, and NMB's always been able to have those type of kids, that they're excited about. So I'm looking forward to watching more of him. Got a chance, like I said, to watch him in that game against Columbus. And Columbus is an upper tier team, and certainly if you perform good, I don't care where it is, you know, because they have a lot of young kids who are talented, and they're not going to tell them, well, let's put on the brakes. No, they're not. They're going to play all out. So we're excited about that as well.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.